Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Rob on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Rob, we were talking off air a little bit about the fact that we're getting falls in the air. Mm-hmm. You know, the weather will turn at some point. Knock on wood, it's not for 6 weeks or 7 weeks or 8 weeks from now. But when that happens, we know that a number of our clients and people we know start to think about going down south. Right, snowboarding becomes a big topic.
Big piece of their retirement or not, right? Can be up to 6 months sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Now, we've got a terrific recurring guest, Omar Kaywan's with us. He's co-founder and chief growth officer for Goose Insurance. Omar, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Now, hot off the presses, you guys have just completed your survey of your client base, which is very extensive. And I'm very interested to hear a little bit about the results of that. First of all, maybe tell us where Canadians are thinking about going this winter.
Well, Dave, typically for Canadians across the board, for Canadian snowbirds specifically, going down south has been the number one destination for years.
Yeah.
But we're seeing that a slight change in that as we move forward into this year and perhaps even in the future. And they're really, the biggest factor that we're seeing is the rising cost of insurance, particularly in the U.S. and medical services. I think that has a factor to it. But even the bigger factor that, some of our customers, previous policy holders who participated in the survey told us is the fact that the currency exchange is also playing a big role. As you know, the Canadian dollar is not at its strongest for quite some time now. So we are seeing that Canadian snowbirds are considering other destinations, or for those who have, a trailer down or a home or an apartment, which it's very typical for some of our consumer base that they have places down south as well. They go for a shorter period of time. I know Rob mentioned 6 months. That was something that, we do see from time to time, but we're seeing the duration of trips significantly drop to, 1 to 2 months.
Okay, that's interesting, and it makes sense when you think about the currency and the costs of that have gone up. What questions do you have?
Well, Omar, I have a big thing on. I guess I'd say the healthcare can be an issue when you're traveling, especially for that duration, right? And at specific ages, right, it can cost a lot more. So, what are you seeing, or what can you suggest in that area if people need additional coverage?
The number one thing is obviously for Canadian snowbirds, and it should be to make sure that they have adequate type of coverage. So when they're looking at the policy, I know we've talked about this in previous sessions as well, but reviewing the policy, understanding pre-existing medical conditions, for example, making sure that they have the right coverage for their health is super important. The other aspect of it is when they're shopping, because right now it is officially the snowboard season, shopping season, because the weather is still a little bit nice and people are not quite leaving. But, snowbirds are looking at different policies, pricing, and so on and so forth. Looking at the trip length, particularly to saying, okay, well, am I going to go for, an entire 90 days, or am I going to go for 30 days and then come back? Can I possibly look at a multi-trip, for example, policy and add some extensions to it? So there's a lot of customization that can possibly happen that will significantly lower the price of these policies that are out there.
Omar, can you speak to... In general terms, the cost of insurance, particularly healthcare, and specific to the U.S. as we age, what points in time do you see material increases on average to health insurance costs for Canadians going into the United States?
Absolutely. So when it comes to at a very basic level, there are two factors for the price of a travel insurance policy. It's the age of the insured and the duration. That's just the sort of the basics for essentially everybody. Now, when you're over the age of 60, also your medical health condition, because you do have to answer some medical health condition questionnaires as well, also play a significant role. So for example, if you're taking hypertension medication and you are stable and there has been no change for the last 6 months or a year, that's really not going to have any material impact on your price of your health insurance policy. But if you've had significant change in the last 6 months, or you've had any kind of treatment and so on and so forth, that will also play a layer to that. But the older you get, the more expensive it's going to get. We typically see huge inflection points of prices go up that are, you know, around 75, 76 and higher. That's when we starts to get really, really material in terms of cost. Mm-hmm. 60 to 75, you know, it's still sort of an average. You typically, the younger the person, the healthier you are, the cheaper your health insurance is.
I'm not sure if you can answer this question, Omar, but in a general sense, I get that people have different conditions, but when you hit 75 or 76 years old and we start to see that inflection point and you're going down for, say, 3 months or something like that, what kind of cost is associated with healthcare insurance in the U.S. in particular?
So U.S. is one of the most expensive markets just because the medical services in the U.S. is very expensive. So what we're seeing is also some people considering, for example, the Caribbean or other destinations to go. But for U.S. particularly, sticking to your point, is you're looking at about, you know, $7,000 to $8,000, I would say, for an average policy at that. But again, this is just a sort of a ballpark.
100%.
I'm guessing, because it really depends on the health condition and also the duration. The older you are, the longer you go, and the more medical conditions you have, the higher your premium is going to be.
Well, Riley, you get some great points on cost and travel, and, you know, it can put a, you know, I would say a talking point on how long or where you go to rent or how long you go to rent before you even plan for that. Do you have some just quick advice points when you're starting to think about traveling to the US or abroad for snowboards, the first things that they should think about?
When it comes to travel insurance, I think I said this at the beginning as well, you got to review the policy. If you have questions and if you've had a significant change in your medical health questions, make sure you speak to an agent. Don't just buy it. Also, it's very, very important. A lot of policies out there, if you do make a genuine mistake while answering your medical health questions, your policy will be voided if it's not accurate. So please review that, review the exclusions, review the terms. You know, for example, with our policy, we only charge a small penalty if the medical health questions are wrong, and we do offer unstable pre-existing medical conditions, but a lot of policies don't. So please take the time to review the fine print, especially if you're going for an extensive period of time, because this can be a very, very costly matter if you don't have the right type of insurance.
Now, maybe just one more question, and quickly, we've maybe got a minute left, Omar, and disclosure is absolutely critical. I think that's really important for people. So terrific point. But let's assume that your travel plans, your snowboarding is in multiple locations. So for those people, and we've got lots of people that will maybe make a stop in the US, they're heading down to Mexico or the Caribbean from there. Some will be heading even into Europe. How do you plan for the insurance or costs and have healthcare when you've got multiple destinations?
So if you do have multiple destinations, depending on the duration of your trip in the United States, if it's less than 5 days, you can still get a coverage, for example, with Goose that will cover you in the US for up to 5 days and worldwide, and that's a cheaper option. If you're staying for more than 5 days, buy a separate policy for US. And then buy a separate policy for other destinations, because other destinations are significantly less expensive than US.
That's great information, Omar. We can go on and on about this, but I think it gives people some perspective that if you're going to be heading out of Canada, one, you need to protect yourself medically, and two, there is different costs, different destinations, and absolutely disclose everything, or that policy could be worthless and you're paying for nothing. I want to thank you again, Omar, for joining us today and giving us that information.
Thank you so much for having me.
Omar Kaywan is the co-founder and chief growth officer of Goose Insurance, and you can reach them at their website if you've got any questions on that. All right, my friend, travel is a big part of everybody's lifestyle, or many people's lifestyle, in retirement. And we have to think about that big lifestyle question and how to properly plan for it, insurance and all, at our upcoming seminar.
You got it. Join us in a Calgary seminar Tuesday, September 10th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. We also have one in Lethbridge on Tuesday, September 24th at the Sandman Signature Hotel at 7 p.m. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
On behalf of Rob and myself, I want to thank you for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. Talk to you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.